טוב, האמת, שלום לכולם.
Okay. Hello everyone. Hello all the friends in the world. Kli, great to see all of you. After the amazing lesson we had, we planned the topic of this lesson is dissemination, and we thought, how are we going to take people from inner work to dissemination? But I've said everything already. So just imagine that now we want to convey the message we heard at the lesson, that unity will solve everything. Let's do this truce among us and we'll see the results. So instead of turning to people we don't know, we would turn to a very broad audience that we do know and know us, who have some connection with us, like a community of people who sympathize with us, who support us, that we've been dealing with for some time. And now we're saying, guys, help us pass on the message we just heard. How beautiful would that be? So before everything, we want to start with a quote by Baal HaSulam, which is a natural continuation of what we just heard. It is great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation.
So, friends, our topic is really the dissemination and expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah to more and more circles, broader circles in the public. And the challenge is, like we heard Rav say, is how do we transform the wisdom of Kabbalah from something only we understand here to something very accessible that combines with their life, that they say, I can take this, I can use this, and without doing some action that is demanding. We had a lot of attempts to try to create a community of fans around us.
Yeah, we tried the Avud movement to get people through it, people who are interested in the topic of Avud. We tried the Tovim, the good people from Kabbalah Lam. We tried all kinds of ways and manners to get to people and to come with a message that is our message without it obligating people to anything. Normally, we're used to a very clear and precise route, a route where we draw people to be more and more with us, come to us too. First seminar, if you survived, come to the second semester, and if you did, come to a third one, and then join our Point in the Heart, and then eventually come be part of our group. So it's an invitation to get closer and closer to this this elite unit, this SWAT team, the commando of people who are constantly in this message and constantly renew and do this work. But the majority of the people, for them, this route is not suitable.
So the idea is, instead of trying to bring them closer to us and have them adapt to what's happening among us, it is to make the wisdom accessible to them and make room for the ideas of the wisdom itself and merge that with where they are in life for their needs in very small doses, and do it in such a way that whatever a person experiences, they can enjoy and consume content that is related to some aspect of the wisdom of Kabbalah called the wisdom of connection. Something closer to their life that we can unify people around, something that enables us to create a broader circle around us of what we call fans.
Yesterday I gave an intro lecture in Hadera, and someone came and said, I've been watching you on TV for 5 years. And she said she suffered all kinds of blows in life, and this is what caused her to come to study Kabbalah. So I listened, and I understand it, and we know many such people. And I asked myself, why did she have to suffer blows in order to come study? Why couldn't we make what she wants more accessible to her where she was, without waiting for something to happen so she would come to us. Because that's a natural way. We disseminate, we do all kinds of things, and when a person suffers enough, he comes to us. But maybe we can make them accept our messages, and we know, we heard more than once that the fact that we take care of the public, tend to the public, it brings them the light where they are, without waiting for them to join our SWAT team, this commando that's fighting every day, to stay where they are, and we just have to make to give them the messages where they are.
So our challenge and why we're sitting here is that we want to come together, the whole world clean, to think about how do we make room for a broader circle around us of a community, a community of fans. We are groups who study in the world Kli, and we accept, though we welcome those who come to study with us. We created campus courses for more people to come and study the wisdom, and now the challenge is to create the next broader circle, which is a community of fans around us. So we want to do a workshop now, or kind of a brainstorm, and I would love the every circle to have someone who will document the ideas. And so let's start. We already know that in the end we won't be able to hear everyone, so if you have ideas that weren't heard, send them to the Unity Chevra Gmail. And wherever you have ideas, here, all around Israel and the world, wherever you have ideas, I'm sure that there's a lot of knowledge and ideas all around the world, Kli. So the first question we'd like to ask, to discuss in a workshop, of course, is what kinds of communities did you hear about? How are they organized? What needs are they fulfilling? What causes people to join these communities? It's many questions, but it's actually one. What kind of communities are we familiar with? Again, what kinds of communities are you did you hear of? What brings them together and what unifies them? What do they give to the person? What needs do they serve? What causes people to want to belong to these communities? Go ahead.
Over time, I thought, for example, I know many actors, and people know me. So I can lecture on acting. I've been thinking about it for a long time. I did some things. They might be interested in that, actors. You know, what Kabbalah says about acting. What is acting in life? How you can improve your acting in theater using Kabbalah or in life. This is what I know. The society of actors and directors.
Yeah, I think the scrutiny here is not what communities turn to, but what is a community, what brings together a community, so that accordingly we can build a community of our own. So there are common interests, or either economic interests, people want to purchase things together, or say around topics like parenting, or mothers who have small children. I saw there's a lot of discussion about that. So we have to find common interests, and many times it also has to do with socioeconomic status that brings people together if they're equal on that.
Yeah, normally around some common interest or common action. Problems, interests, however you define it.
Why won't you elaborate? You did a PhD on this, no? Shiovitz started his first PhD, or is it on the same topic now? Yeah. Anyway, Shiovitz is doing a doctoral work on this. I heard about communities, like you said, communities based on special needs or common needs, that essentially there's a field of interest there, which could be growing up, bringing up children, or teaching kids with special issues, and they can help each other, give service to each other, organize physical meetings, even though it's usually virtual, but there's also some sort of physical existence to it, some centers you can go to, or activities you can join both virtually and physically. It's kind of an entire world around a field of interest.
Okay, friends, the second question. There are communities that people gather around, like Facebook, but there are many kinds of communities. The second question is, what are the benefits? What is the importance of developing a community of people who sympathize and support us? What is the importance or benefits of developing a community of supporters or sympathizers around Bnei Baruch, around us?
How to connect people around us?
Benefit to who? What are the benefits for us by creating a community of supporters? What is the benefit for our organization, for our way, for our advancement? What are the benefits?
Many times we talked about legitimacy of Kabbalah La'am, of BB, that we are an organization that caters for all layers of the public, that it's not just for people who study at nights and engage in mysticism, as many people think, but something that is a lot more accessible. And that means families, events, things that are not unique and only we are doing, but things that belong to all parts of the public, and that gives greater legitimacy to the organization and greater power.
Yeah, this discussion, there are these images of what do you think you're doing and what you are actually doing. So we think that we're creating a route that leads a person from A to B. In practice, we're all in communities. We have many people all over the world, and each of them, you know, some of them come every day, some of them are interested in education, some just support. Our whole organization is built based on communities. Without the more communities we have, the bigger will be the organization on every aspect.
So what's the benefit of such a community or such communities around Kabbalah La'am? First of all, the only goal of BB is teaching and disseminating Kabbalah. So I assume that if we have such communities, that's already the realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And so then we can also learn, the wisdom can be learned through those communities. I also think the question needs to be, what's the benefit of people who will join these communities? Probably that's the next question.
Yeah.
We want to expand, right? We want to build the people of Israel, a new people of Israel, real one. It should spread from us. We have to find many languages, approaches to everyone, and we have to find experts from among us to every aspect of our people. That's what I think. These, like arms, into the people.
Let's think about people who could be connected to such a community. People who once studied in the campus or attended introductory lectures or viewers of our channels or family and relatives of who appreciate what we do. Oh, people who came to the Congress. There were 3,000 people who came just to the Congress nights who came to this one contact with us. Let's imagine these people. Everyone probably knows one or two people like that. And let's think about what kind of communities could we create for them, what kind of response we can give through these communities to their needs, what would motivate them to be part of a community around us. And again, we emphasize that the idea is not to draw them into to the study that we have and this whole track, but just to give them some of the treasure that we have, what we receive from Rav every lesson, and the whole, we have this whole life and this whole power, and what can we give to them? What will do good to them? What do they need? What kind of communities can they belong to? That's the question. Again, let's think of the people. What kind of communities can we create for them? What kind of response can we give to their needs? What would motivate them to take part of such a community?
Maybe we can think about directions that have to do with the family, how we build better family connections, relationships, family gatherings, get-togethers, through the atmosphere we created certain events, how we convey this feeling of connection, the right connection among us. And out of that, we feel and can develop the right connections among them in the family. And in general, an alternative of social life, how we can enjoy together, what kind of connections we can create among us that are not just going out to, I don't know, bars and discotheques and whatnot, but a real social life out of good relationships. We have to think about it more, of course. We need to develop it.
Yeah, if I think about successful communities that I was involved in over the years here, let's say that especially what they want is a benefit to life and knowledge. For instance, starting from a long time ago, Gilad Shadmon, what he did, there was about 1,000 people who just wanted to belong to us, and they most of them didn't advance spiritually, or even just TV shows. We had the Butterfly Effect show. Even today, people stop me on the street and mention this. They were happy about receiving that knowledge, or people who wanted to come and be instructors And so, mostly if I think about it, it's either knowledge, an addition of knowledge, something that awakens, provokes your curiosity and gives you that benefit, or some addition to life, meaning some sort of satisfaction.
Yeah, I agree.
Another example, for instance, is father and son trips. So a lot of people, they don't feel like studying or something, but when there's something like this, they will draw them closer. In short, we've done a lot of things like that. It's not that we have to now invent something new. We've done some things like that, but usually due to lack of resources, it doesn't grow, doesn't continue.
Yeah, maybe also communities that have to do with current events, like the topic of anti-Semitism, is gaining momentum, and there's a lot of issue around explaining it. A lot of people are investing in it. The state and many organizations that deal with explaining, and we haven't gone in there. We're working on our own, more or less. We don't have like a community around that topic, which is not from among the Kabbalah students. Meaning we do talk about Kabbalah students. If I understand correctly, we're talking only about Kabbalah students. So what can we add to them? Those who are not interested in daily lessons, but they have all kinds of other interests. So what the friend said, events is something that always attracts a big audience. Connection events, picnics, outings, things that have to do with entertainment, cultural entertainment.
Yeah, to add to that, for instance, when we had the community of the Point in the Heart, those 1,000 people, we would go once a month maybe to Mount Meron. Some of the friends remember we did this kind of weekend.
I think the whole question of community is very dangerous. It's a big force and it can take a completely different direction. I think someone could take the lead and lead it to himself. It's something limited and not all the people are suitable for a community. I think dissemination has to be more general, just to pass on the message and not even draw people to campuses. You join him to first semester, second and third until he loses interest. You have to give good, impressive lectures. People need to get the message and just keep dripping it, but not compel them and not pressure them and suck out from them, extract from them. That's what I think.
Rav said today, in regards to, he said, let's start do a month, like of this kind of movement, that we relate here in the public to each other in a good way. By the way, this is part of acting, that we try to be this way. And let's see what will happen as a result. Let's see how it affects the economy, healthcare, well-being of families. So, maybe that can bring a special kind of influence to the people, and then we can also tell them about deeper things.
Friends, let's summarize the ideas. In a minute, we're going to hear representatives from the 10. Let's start summarizing the ideas.
Okay, אז דיברנו על דיברנו על אירועים מיוחדים ככה ש
Right, so we talked about special events that people can connect to and come to maybe once a week, once a month, depending on the type of event. We talked about creating better connections in families.
Yeah, we said we mentioned many things that worked throughout the years, and I also agree with what Yudah said. We had successful communities, and what shot them was lack of resources, because a community requires many resources. But between this and disseminating the message, we were always grabbed from the communities to disseminate more generally. So there's always this gap, and we have to think about it.
Also, communities of women, that we see it's a strong power that comes to study, so through them we can also maybe disseminate around that, so that could be powerful.
Dear friends, we'll be happy to hear you now. The ideas that you had about types of communities we can create, what needs they will answer, and what will make people participate in these communities. Of course, we're talking about online communities too. It doesn't have to be physical communities. And mail, please. Can someone give him a microphone?
I want to
talk about two things that worked, and maybe in some way we can renew them. One, there was a project called 20,000. We went out to people and did circles, not just to organizations and companies, but to the broad public. People connected to us, met us, saw us, and in less than a year we met with 50,000 people. If we were to continue and be still with them, there's a chance that we would move from lack of awareness of us to awareness and legitimacy and fans. Then we can start thinking about communities, etc. There were projects that we did with collaboratively with some organizations, and we started receiving legitimacy and awareness in organizations. Once you receive legitimacy from organizations, you're not threatening them, you're a part of them. And if you're a part of them, you connect to the people who are with them. You don't have to bring these people in. It's enough that these people won't have a resistance to Kabbalah La'am. And when they meet with us, they'll become fans. Why? Because they met us before. It's because we're part of this and that organization and we're working together. We saw that when we did all these big events and with other organizations, everything worked well. Also, a community is still a thought about how they connect to us. No, we need to connect to them. Every person belongs to a certain community. We need to simply come and be with the people. And once we are with the people and receive legitimacy, we'll have communities and campuses and everything. First of all, what worked? Let's do that.
More ideas, friends, about types of communities, types of needs that we can answer? Yes?
So here in the young group, a few ideas brought up. First, we have to come to state that BB is considered a cure for what's happened, the ills of society. Also, we have to hear and understand the communities outside to prepare the messages for them and not just engage in our own messages. And then they can pass it on to their communities that we can't access. So that's about the approach. About content, there was an idea to create these kind of packages of content, not a 90 seconds clip, but not a 3-hour lesson also. Something that people can have an interest in. And also, we need to have a simple answer to the question, what do you study in Kabbalah? Maybe it exists and we don't know. And also, that the use of animation and simple humor can help. A friend said it helped him learn Hebrew, for instance. So that's it. L'chaim Nebuch. Silicon Valley. We cannot hear you.
We were thinking about education. The whole world suffers from uncertainty. There's so much information, and people who want to give education to their kids and don't know where to find it. So to get to the communities that are looking for ways to bring up their kids, to give them tips for their education.
And I wanted to add that any one of us could be a broadcaster on Facebook or YouTube. We can be vloggers and create communities around anyone. And then if you have, say, 1,000 people, then if 1,000 people do it, I don't know how many people everyone can have around them, and that will be a great community online. Meaning we can use tools in social networks and YouTube. You can do everything there. So the door is wide open.
Thank you very much. Jerusalem, you're the last ones. Jerusalem, we can't hear you.
יש חיסרון בציבור שאנחנו עדיין לא נגענו בו וזה המצב בכבישים.
There's a situation that we haven't touched, and it's the situation on roads in Israel. We touched it a little bit before when we were working with a group in the north. But this is something that concerns all of us. So in my view, there is room to develop there. There are many organizations that deal with it. There are organizations that need it. And we have the ability to bring, to give this room to everyone to feel good on the road. And to create a new situation, we can create this innovation in a very simple way because we have the abilities, we have friends who are doing this. Let's disseminate this and create communities around this topic that concerns all of us. Thank you very much, Israel. We have to finish. Regrettably, it's a very broad topic. We're just beginning now. So we're asking any representative of the 10 who summarized the idea. The idea is to send them to Unity Chevra. Can we see the email?
Yeah.
Now we can see it on the screen, unity.chevra@gmail.com. All right, friends. So, about this discussion that we had, just send your summaries to the mail. And now, we got a request from Rav at the end of the lesson. He's asking to get general impressions from the lesson that we had this morning and how the friends felt. So, in the remaining 5 minutes, in the tens, there should be someone who writes down the general impression of the 10 from the lesson with Rav we had now and how the friends felt, and we will pass it on to him. Send your summaries to unity.chevra@gmail.com. Let's talk about it in the tens now. But Rav's question, what is our impression from the 10? And a representative from the 10 will send it to the Unity Chevra mail.
Lesson was very accurate, kind of, and precise and decisive and sharp and clear. Very clear. What is the goal? What is the work? What are the means? Without any kind of twists. And that's how lessons should be.
It was very poignant, very effective. We heard things we can use during the day.
Yeah, we keep scrutinizing our responsibility, the sense of the role and the commitment to the role, and not to lay off the gas pedal. Even if things seem to calm down around us, we have to awaken the dawn and continue the attack towards connection.
and the sense of responsibility.
I'll just add what can be improved. Usually the lessons divide between internal lessons like implementation in the 10 or internal principles, or a lesson about dissemination, our role and what we want to do. Because the two things are connected, maybe within the same lesson we should have two parts. One, dealing with internality, and we do in practice and not just talk about, and another part that talks about how we pass it on. It's good for new people, and I guess we create materials for dissemination from this.
I think these messages are not simple to hear, certainly when they come day after day, and successively we have to be connected strongly in order to absorb the message and the responsibility. I can't speak for others and how they heard it, but it's not simple to hear that you're responsible for all the troubles in the world and all that's happening. And that's on the one hand. On the other hand, I think we have to better clarify in this context what's the message for BB and what's the message for the people of Israel. I don't think that's clear enough, at least not to me. It has to be said very distinctly, because, you know, the goal eventually was what, in terms of saying to the people of Israel, let's be together, let's not curse each other for a month, etc. It's a lot softer and circular kind of message. If that was, you know, easily we could have got out of the lesson also with the message of we are responsible for the Memorial Day. And that's an unbearable message for the broad public, barely bearable by us. So we have to have a very clear distinction between what is for BB and what is for the people.
Okay, friends, now we want to give you a report about the schedule for the coming 2 days. So now we're going to go over the schedule for the next 2 days. Tomorrow, Wednesday, as usual, from 2:45 to 6, the lesson. In the evening, from 6 to 8, an evening lesson. And at 8 until 8:45 p.m., the Independence Day meal. Thursday, from 2:45 through 6, the morning lesson, and in the evening, an evening lesson between 5:30 and 7. You can find the schedule on Sviva Tova, and it was sent by mail.
That's it. Thanks to the TV viewers and have a great day. All as one. The Kabbalah Congresses in South and North America, in Mexico, May 17th through the 19th, and New Jersey, May 23rd through the 26th. For registration, go to kab.info/congress. The introductory course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah in Israel, we invite you to an introductory evening throughout May. These meetings will happen throughout the country. Call on 700-509-209 if you're around, or go to kab.co.il for details. And now we'll sing a song together. המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה. זה
אפתח כחודו של מחט, אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם. את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לבנה ימלא בפי המרקד שלום. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה.
זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לנשמה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לנשמה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן.